Welcome to the Revital Health Podcast, where we explore the exciting intersection of modern science, ancestral wisdom, and personalized health optimization. I'm your host, Jodi DeVal, naturopath, integrative medicine expert, and founder of Revital Health Clinic in Perth, Western Australia. Each episode, we'll dive deep into cutting-edge therapies, groundbreaking research, and practical strategies to help you live your best life, having plenty of fun along the way. Whether you're keen to supercharge your energy, balance your hormones, or discover the latest biohacking trends, you've come to the right place. If you love what you hear, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a moment with world-leading experts and game-changing insights. It's time to unlock your full health potential. Let's go!
Revital Health is a proud member of the Health Optimization Network. Health Optimization Medicine and Practice is a 501c3 nonprofit on a mission to educate doctors and practitioners on how to optimize for health rather than treating disease. If you're interested in becoming a practitioner or donating, head over to homehope.org. Revital Health Clinic is the first and only of its kind, exclusive health optimization clinic in Australia with state-of-the-art health technology protocols and personalized care, with compounded medicines made specifically for your testing individualities. To find out more, head to revitalhealth.com.au.
My guest today is Jesse Reynolds, a certified hypnotherapist, NLP Master Practitioner and Timeline Therapy Specialist based right here in Western Australia. Jesse is the founder of Trauma Transformed, where she works with individuals to resolve trauma, dissolve emotional triggers, and rewire deeply held patterns through a unique blend of subconscious therapies. So in this episode, we really unpack what trauma is beyond the textbook and how it gets stored in the subconscious. We'll explore how hypnotherapy, NLP, and timeline therapy work together to shift people out of survival mode and into empowered, thriving states of being. So whether you're a practitioner or curious about subconscious modalities or someone on your own healing journey, this conversation offers rich insight and practical tools. And Jesse shares her personal story, clinical wisdom, and some incredible client transformations along the way. So let's get into it. Here is my conversation with Jesse Reynolds from Trauma Transformed. All right. Welcome, Jesse Reynolds, to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So today we are talking all about trauma hypnotherapy. And so let's start with a little bit of background on what trauma hypnotherapy is and how we can differentiate that before, you know, a lot of people have maybe experience with hypnotherapy previously, maybe tried some sessions for it. I know a lot of clients come to me and tell me about they've done hypnotherapy for birthing, for smoking, for weight loss, you know, so there's a whole range of perceptions of what we have around that. So let's dive straight in and to talk specifically about the difference of the trauma hypnotherapy.
Yeah, so like you say, there is heaps of applications for hypnotherapy, and people usually have a preconceived idea of what hypnotherapy is. So if you've had no experience with hypnotherapy, you might think it's, you know, stage hypnosis where you're clucking like a chicken and running around doing weird things and it looks like someone's in control of your mind. And hypnotherapy, that's hypnosis for entertainment purposes. Yeah. Hypnotherapy is very different from that. And then within that, within the hypnotherapy, there's also different applications and different ways of doing it as well. So from there, your idea of hypnotherapy might be, you know, sitting in somebody's, lying on somebody's couch and they're waving like a pendulum in front of you or something like that. And you go into the state where maybe you're asleep and they're putting suggestions in your mind. So hypnotherapy can be like that, but most of the time it's not like that. The form of hypnotherapy that I do, as opposed to somebody like going into a deep trance and just having somebody recite a script to you or embed suggestions, mine's different to that, whereas it's more of a lighter form of hypnotherapy, so you're not in such a deep trance and you're still in control of your body. You can move, you can talk, you can get up, you don't feel like you're asleep or partially unconscious. And it's more of a conversation and a collaboration between both of us where we do regress into past memories, but we do that for a specific point and to get a specific result. So that's the sort of style of hypnosis where we kind of are looking at events and able to change the way you associate certain events through we use like imagery and imagination and emotions and feelings and things like that, and then I guess I've tailored it for specifically for trauma as well.
Okay, yeah. And it can be a really tricky thing, isn't it? And we sort of talked this off camera when we first chatted, and it's about, you know, moving people through their preconceived ideas and also obviously the trauma that they've experienced and into healing. And so it's a big, it can be a big stopper, you know, it can be a big bridge to jump for a lot of people. So when you're trying to do this and, you know, even your ability to align this with other practitioners, as we were speaking about, and I found it really fascinating that we could, you know, and it's great, it's this referral network that we have, and then we can support clients through these, you know, together, and they can actually get full fulfillment into and experience what it feels like to be, you know, moving through these traumas. So I guess talk me through what that might look like for someone, you know, when you're obviously assessing them, you're seeing them, and I know you have, you know, a deep dive and programs that you're sort of running, because it's not just a one session and done. It's, you know, with anything, it takes time and changing and adaption to what the person is needing in front of you. So I guess best way to sort of step through what the process might look like from your perspective.
Yeah, for sure. So first and foremost, that the types of clients that I tend to, I guess, suit my style of trauma hypnotherapy best are people who have already been through some sort of therapy and they have a good level of self-awareness around the things that they're struggling with, their patterns, their childhood, and they've done a bit of background work because it is quite a deeply intense process. It is something that you need to be emotionally ready for. Mm-hmm. So we first get an idea of where the person is at, where you're at emotionally with the things that you've been through. Is it something that you feel ready to jump into? Are you ready to go into past memories? Or do I need to refer you to a counsellor or a psychologist for you to first have that a base level of talk therapy and get that journey started? So we do that through, I have a free consultation, we have a chat. Then from there, we have an initial consultation, which is just a one-off, one-to-one session for an hour and a half where we kind of go into things a bit more deeply, and so I can get an understanding of where you're at, your challenges, what you want to achieve, is what I do aligned for you, etc. And then from there, yeah, we would go into a program. And I don't do single sessions because we are working with trauma. It would be not in the client's best interest to come in, do one session, and kind of divulge this stuff and then not come back. It is a process that you need to be emotionally ready to commit to. So the start of the program looks pretty much the same, where we do a detailed personal history and we deep dive even more into who you are, your past, the things you've experienced, your challenges, different types of traumas. You never really have to go into deep detail with the trauma. So you don't need to divulge, you know, if you experienced you know, some sort of abuse, you don't have to divulge the details of that. That's not necessary, but just giving me an outline basically of the things that you've been through. And then from there, yeah, we go into clearing out, reprogramming, and starting that deep subconscious work. And the reason that we do that is because person personally, what I've found is that trauma, it embeds really deeply into the nervous system, and it creates these patterns and these programs that run automatically and unconsciously without us even knowing. And so that's why it's important to engage in therapies that can get into those deep layers with people who have complex trauma history.
Absolutely. As I said before, it can be the difference between someone moving through, and it can present. So again, it embeds deeply, but it presents in so many different symptoms, idiosyncrasies, disease states. And so and also obviously impacting the way that you move through life day to day. And again, it can be so different for each person. I sort of want to define a little bit more of what trauma is, you know, so from your perspective, again, how would you define trauma? Because obviously there's so many different not levels, I guess, but also how we perceive and what we're accustomed to seeing. So for some of us, we might see it as a trauma, or for some others is like, oh no, that's something I deal with on a daily basis. So I know it's very tricky and it's a scenario that we may not be able to define very well, but what is trauma?
Yeah, well, I guess from like a psychology standpoint, you've got big T traumas and little T traumas, and big T traumas involve things like being in a natural disaster or having your immediate family, having deaths in your immediate family, different types of abuse, childhood abuse, that those sorts of things are classified as big T traumas. And then you've got little T traumas, and they can be things like being bullied at school, losing a family pet, parents being divorced, that type of thing. But it really isn't always that clear cut, so there are grey areas as well, which I, as not a psychologist, like to kind of look at those grey areas, because there's lots outside of that. So there is a lady called Dr. Sarah Woodhouse, and she says that trauma can be defined as any time your nervous system feels out of control, unsafe, and threatened. And, you know, if you think about a child who basically has no control, they can feel that at many different times. So, yeah, that I think I like to put it in through that lens as well. And then I also like to look at it through the lens of it as a spectrum, and I think of it as like a physical wound. You know, if you were to have lots of tiny little cuts, they can still get really infected and cause a lot of harm. But the treatment that you would have for lots of little tiny cuts would be different to the treatment that you would use for a really deep stab wound, you know. So it's about I guess acknowledging that all emotional wounds can cause harm, and but they are all at different levels of severity and intensity, just like a physical wound. Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's really well put, and I love the way you say that. And it makes me think of when I did a lot of meditation training, it was this samskara notion of samskaras, and so there's like these little etched wounds of samskaras across areas of the nervous system, the soul, you know, the body, the energy field, and these things can, you know, present in different ways, obviously very different to a large wound, but over time many, many samskaras or many, many tiny little wounds will cause you to feel like your nervous system is less resilient, and then you have opportunity to cause or have and feel the trauma in very, very different ways for future. And when we think about it, like, we are constantly threatened in our modern day world by just the most smallest things, and so it can build up quite quickly, and we can sort of feel like we can get out of control quite quickly in this. And then obviously we're never in a perfect state of healing or nervous system regulation, and therefore our body's constantly in a fight flight scenario, where then we can't do the healing. And so I love this. So, you know, it can be quite daunting, I imagine, for clients, you know, doing some work myself, you know, have seen clients do a lot of work. It can be years and years
and then next uncovering, and then next layer, and then next layer. And so, you know, I guess, how do you set up expectations for clients when you talk to them and say, look, this is what we're doing, this is the program, you know, Trauma Transformed, and we've got everything here that we can be doing. But, you know, I guess a lot of clients will be asking, how long is this going to take? What am I going to expect? You know, what sort of techniques am I going to be doing? What are you going to be doing to me? So how do you normally explain that to your clients coming to you for the first time?
I guess when we're talking about the length of time, it generally depends on so many things for a start, but I personally had to understand this on a very personal level, that there is no there's no peak of healed. There's no final destination that you get to when you're like, oh, I'm so enlightened now, I can I can stop. I think the perception of the path that you go down in the journey, for want of a better word, that we go on kind of changes. Like at first it feels really hard and scary to start it, and it feels like an uphill battle, and there's lots of kind of, I guess, pain that you're processing, and then it kind of changes and it starts to become a journey of growth and self-exploration, and it's not so scary anymore, and it can be kind of fun and enjoyable. And it's more like taking care of your, it can become more of like self-care / self-love, as opposed to this really deep work. It becomes more like maintenance work, that can feel a lot lighter and a lot nicer. But everybody's pathway to that is different and looks different. And for me to understand that as a therapist as well, to let go of expectations of where I want clients to get to, has been massive. But you can generally say that if you've not done it, I take people on that have already done some work, and it kind of depends on if they've had like a really traumatic childhood, and then they've experienced other traumas through life as a result of that, and they've kind of maybe had 30 to 40 years of these chronic traumas happening. I would say like 6 months to a year of not weekly sessions, but like I have a 6 month program that has sessions every basically 2 weeks, and so I would say most people would be either there and then maybe needing a little bit extra if you're between the age of say 30 to 60 and you've had a lot of trauma. If it's more like acute trauma and it's situational trauma and you had a relatively good childhood, then it could be more like a 3 month process before you get to the point where it starts to feel like an easier journey and you kind of got this, and you don't feel as if you need so much assistance.
I guess it is hard to go through a hefty, like you said, it's not always the heavy work that you're doing. It's sometimes that lighter work, and it's hard to do that work at the same time. So it is that nervous system, and you need to sort of come out, recover a little bit more, and support the body and that consistency in any form or journey. You know, as we said, even in a space of working with medicines or healing disease states, it's exactly the same. We're not separating the two. It's that consistency of what you put into it daily and what you're learning daily and changing through those shifts. And from what you're doing with clients, it's assisting them and keeping them accountable and supporting them, not just with the tools that you do with them, but also keeping them on that path to actually get through that and over the bridge and on the other side. So yeah, no, it's amazing. So when we're looking at sort of common challenges, maybe, I know this is probably, again, everyone is different and it's hard because it's personalized, and But I, you know, for expectations for clients wanting to embark on something like this, it's a little bit tricky to sort of outline this is what it looks like and this is what we're going to be doing. And you're going to be crying sometimes, and you know you're going to be doing this, but you know it's going to feel okay. So what sort of challenges do you commonly see? Is it like the client themselves going, I can't do this anymore, this is too hard? Or is it, you know, like, oh, I'm just not getting there fast enough? Or is it, this is not working? You know, so what are sort of the common things that you're seeing with clients?
I think those challenges specifically around getting results and it not happening fast enough or not being able to go any further tend to happen when the client hasn't been emotionally ready to go there in the first place. There's always going to be fear around the unknown and change. And even though change seems good, it's also like you've always been this version of yourself. All you've ever known is the story that you've had, and even though it's painful and these patterns are causing you pain, it's what's known, so it's what's safe to the nervous system. So that generally can be a challenge for people who want to stay comfortable more than they want to get uncomfortable and let go of the pain. To address those, though, what I generally help people to do is to create a really strong idea of who they want to be moving forward, so that unknown starts to become more known to the nervous system. And just kind of thinking and dreaming about the life that they want to live and who they want to be, and trying to get into, I guess, embody that a little bit more. And then working through any fears that come up. So if the client is really honest about where they're at, that, you know, telling me, I feel scared about this, I don't know if I want to work through this, I don't know if I'm ready to do this, then we can kind of look at that and we can address it. But if they're not ready to do that, then, you know, maybe again, that's where it's the time for me to refer out to somebody else so they can maybe do some talk therapy first and start to work through those things on the side that are blocking them from moving forward. So they can definitely be barriers. As far as, like helping the client to understand the process and what hypnotherapy actually is and what it looks like, I generally tell people it's kind of just like being in a meditative hypnotic state, where they're kind of using their imagination. We have ways of dissociating the person from the event, so it's not so intense. There's lots of different things that we can do, but it's important for them to know that the end of the process, the idea is for them to feel resolved and better about it and for it to be neutralized. So we never go into a negative event, or we don't just go diving around in your subconscious like Pandora's box, just pulling things out randomly. We're always very targeted with the approach. So we'll never just dive into your trauma just for the sake of it. It's always to get a result and to resolve that trauma in your nervous system, so it updates your nervous system, so you associate differently to those memories and they leave a different impression on you, a more neutral one, as opposed to like the feelings that you currently have.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfect way to put it. And it can be quite, like you say, exploratory. And it's knowing where you want to be and going and feeling that and actually creating that feeling within the body in a safe area where the body can then relax into that safety of knowing that I'm talking through this, I can see this, I know I experienced that, but now I am safe and it's okay. And it only comes with repetition that you're then being able to work through that. And that's where the hypnotic state helps, because you are in a meditative hypnotic state, where the body feels safe and it can actually fall into that parasympathetic, into those different brain waves.
Yeah, it's like resolving things within your nervous system from a really safe place, basically. So taking all the knowledge that you have with that self-awareness and being able to, I guess, apply it to those traumatic memories and resolving those memories, from a safe space where your nervous system, it is actually a very somatic experience. We do a lot of feeling, things within the body and resolving it within the body consciously. So yeah, it's hard to kind of pin down what it is, because it actually is different for everybody, but it is a really interesting process to go through, and you learn so much about yourself. Your subconscious is filled of a wealth of knowledge, and when we tap into it, it's incredible.
Yeah. And that's what's so wonderful about it, is that you can tailor it to each person, and each session is never going to be the same, even within each individual. So yeah, it's amazing. I've briefly walked through it in terms of hypnobirthing. I did a course with that. So, you know, a lot of that visualization is so powerful, just in daily work that we can do for ourselves, you know, without having, like you say, an endpoint of knowing where you want to be. How can you ever get there? So, hypnotherapy can step us into that and make us feel like we are there already, and we know where we're then aiming towards. So yeah, I've used it quite a lot over the years, even unknowingly, you know, even in competitions. I would ride dressage and I'd ride horses. So there would be a course that we have to memorize, and I would memorize that in a very relaxed state, you know, in my bed at nighttime. And I'd walk through the course as if I was on the horse, and riding them through it. And then you just go up and you get up the next day and you just do it. It's all in the subconscious. It's all in the memory. So yeah, it's the same for, again, it's all the things that we're accumulating over the years of what we're assuming, and then the body is responding to these things, and then the interaction of the nervous system. So, all right, so let's talk through, I guess, you know, we've talked through what trauma is, what trauma hypnotherapy is. We've talked through, you know, what it looks like in a session, and then into how we sort of overcome some obstacles. And then you also touched on the fact that we can integrate between different modalities. So we've got, you know, obviously you will refer out as needed, but how else do you see this fitting within the network of other modalities and supporting clients in a very supportive network? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess for me, I found hypnotherapy through my own journey, and it was... like every other modality that I tried was a stepping stone to get me to that point. And through my own experiences with CPTSD, I felt so blocked and stuck, and like I was broken or defective, and there was something deeply wrong with me that I was never going to be able to fix. And I had... And it wasn't that none of the things that I tried hadn't worked. It was just that I didn't realize that I needed to be dealing with my subconscious. And so I guess that's where I see hypnotherapy fitting in, is that helping alongside other modalities, is that there are so many different aspects to healing. You know, there's, you know, physical, emotional, mental, there's so many different aspects to it, and trauma can affect your body in so many different ways, like you say, and the nervous system has so many different responses. And so, you know, whilst you might have a client who's been doing all this work with their health and with their diet and lifestyle changes, yet they're still finding that they're going backwards, or they're coming up against the same stuff over and over again. And they might just be thinking, like, what's wrong with me? Why is my body not healing? Why is it not doing the thing? Like, am I broken? And that's where trauma hypnotherapy can come into it. To support the processes that you're already doing within your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I think it's something that I come up with a lot in terms of even my own life. You know, there's a limiting belief, or there's something that has previously affected me, and then moving through, you know, even in business, you know, we learn fast and hard in business, and certain things will come up, or certain situations, and then automatically you're applying those same perceptions of what's going to happen on a situation that hasn't happened yet. And so it's the only sort of way, and I can see it with clients, is that you assume that this is going to be the situation ahead of you. And without sort of unpacking that and looking at that at a subconscious level and what that means to you, then of course you're going to be affecting your outcomes. We know how powerful the mind and the energy of the body is interacting and what the messages are that we're telling it. Even when it comes to food, and I think this is why it is so effective when we're talking about other forms of hypnotherapy on even appetite and smoking cessation, we can actually see that shifting quite quickly because you're having different perceptions and how you're using that within the situation. So I absolutely love the integration part, because I think it's something that, you know, we can't do it all. As a single therapist, you can't do it all. You have to integrate with other therapists and other modalities. And how wonderful for that client to get full outcomes, because then they're being looked after by this beautiful team. And so when I see clients come in and they're, you know, like, yes, again, like you said, like they'll move through certain parts, like gut heals and, you know, feeling better, digestion's good. But then I had a client come to me the other day. She's like, I just feel like I'm still not digesting life. And I'm like, yes, yes. And there's these key words that come out and you think, oh, yes, okay, we need to do some more work here, and it's not in this office. It's something we need to be uncovering and shifting through. And I think there's so many more options out there in the world at the moment, availability of some of the fancier and shinier things, and even some that are very useful but it has to be an intense clinical session. So I'm talking sort of psychedelics, or we're talking ketamine, you know, all these sorts of therapies that have coming that are here and available to us in some countries. But I guess the point of me saying this is that we don't always need those larger sessions, and, you know, quick and hard and fast in some cases, because we can actually have and spend the time on it over, you know, courses of sessions. Depends on what situation it is, obviously. But it's the hard work, I think, and the consistency that scares a lot of people, because we are so used to hard and fast. Or, this needs to be fixed tomorrow. Well, actually, it doesn't work that way, because how many years have we been spending on building this as a bad habit or a perception shift or our mentality and how it actually perceives the world? It takes time to move through these.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that I definitely had to change my own mindset around there being a silver bullet, you know, there being a fix-all modality or approach, or hypnotherapy being the right thing for everyone, because yeah, everybody is on a different stage of their path. Everybody is going to do things in a different way. And I think, yeah, when we take the pressure off having to be this perfect sort of enlightened human being, then it kind of even gets easier. And when we stop, yeah, expecting ourselves to have done it yesterday, and to already be there, then we can kind of settle into the fact that, okay, this is a marathon, it's not a sprint, this is my life's work, it's not something I need to tick off the list. I'm never going to be a complete human, because I'm always going to be changing, I'm always going to be growing. So I think when you can adopt that mindset shift, and it is hard sometimes, because, you know, perfectionism is driven by trauma, so
yeah,
it is kind of hard to make that shift, but settle in for the long haul. You know, this is your body, this is your life, this is your mind. You're an imperfect human, and you always will be that way to some level, but there is a big chunk of stuff that you can shift and things that you can change within your life. You've just, yeah, got to be, I guess, willing to, yeah, see it differently and do that work. But yeah, again, not everybody wants that either, and that's fine too.
Yeah, and it is, it's sort of when you're, it's partially when you're ready. And I think when you reach out for support and you're ready to dive in, you're ready for something, and you're right, you know, it's it's also having some lightness around it. It's hard, especially when there is depression or a huge mental illness that you're dealing with. Of course, it's not easy to be light and to be happy, but to see self with lightness and actually be aware of that as a shift, like you say, nothing is stagnate and stuck. You know, we are moving through and we change our perceptions. One of the most powerful things someone said to me once is like, is especially in the field of, you know, medical knowledge, it's like, well, what I know now is what I know tomorrow or next year might be different, and this is my perception on it today. And so we have constantly, we're learning. If we didn't evolve, we wouldn't be alive. So we have to evolve and move through these things. And same with self, we're learning new ways of how we're dealing with situations, and it can be beautiful to observe. It can be light to observe and to have that curiosity on the self. And not to be thinking, I have to, like you say, I have to be perfect. Why am I reacting like that? Or why is that happening? Well, of course, you know, we are human. We're always going to be imperfect, and we can only, you know, work towards better outcomes or learning from those situations. I think it's a very, very powerful point.
Yeah, 100%. I think that that's probably been the biggest shift in my own practices. Integrating self-acceptance, because I was always, and a lot of the clients that I get to, probably a lot of the clients that you get, are always wanting to fix things, make things better, improve on themselves, self-improvement. But you can, we're always changing, you'll always be changing, but can, like, it, accepting yourself where you're at now and the challenges that you have now, and being able to just accept that it is what it is at this stage, is a really powerful tool. Just learning how to give yourself some grace where you're at now.
Yeah, not constantly striving, because that can be trauma in itself, is constantly wanting to be different and to be there and not there yet. And yes, it's good to have these goals, as we said, and to see where you want to be so you know where to aim. But it might even be different when you get there, and then all just the posts will keep moving out. So you have to be happy where you are at now, no matter what. It's where you're living in the present moment.
Exactly. And like you say, like, it's not always easy, especially if you're carrying around a bulk, you know, a lot of unhealed trauma and unprocessed trauma. It can feel really dark and scary and hard to start that process. But yeah, it is possible for those out there who are feeling like they're running, you know, running into a brick wall constantly. They feel stuck, you feel broken, you feel like you've been trying and trying and trying it. Sometimes all you do need is a different approach, and you're not broken. You're not too traumatized. Your body's having the appropriate response to the things, to the trauma that you're still carrying. And there is ways that you can process that and let that go. And that's why, yeah, I talk about trauma hypnotherapy, because it was the thing that absolutely shifted my life into a new direction when I was feeling too broken and too stuck.
Yeah. And there's nothing more powerful than someone who's been through it themselves helping other people, because you have the greatest empathy for what people are experiencing and the difficulties that they face. And sometimes you just don't know it unless you've been there, and it's something that is in itself transformational for other people to be around someone who has shifted through that themselves. If not, you know, we will never be perfect. And that's why we are trying to help and support clients and ourselves all the time. But it really helps to have that perception and know that you've shifted yourself. And now other clients, it's a possibility. And I think hope's always something that we need, you know, in the current medical system, is something that really not annoys me, but really makes me quite sad, is that the lack of hope that's given to clients in most situations when they come from into a heavy medical system, where there's testings, and, you know, the outcomes normally are like, well, we don't know how you're going to do here, or, you know, it doesn't look good, sorry. You know, it's not, we don't need to hear that. That's not what we need to be hearing. So it's something that gives hope, and always, there's always going to be hope no matter what. And I feel that that's something that we need to really latch onto and give our clients, which is why it's so powerful, hypnotherapy. It's so powerful because you're capturing that hope and building it and growing it and making it come alive. So I guess shifting into, I could talk about your journey forever, but I wanted to shift into just, you know, where I guess your your practice is at the moment, what you're offering at the moment, and what's you're looking forward to in the future of trauma hypnotherapy, because we always have our little excited pieces, or it might just be what you're looking to offer in the future. So I'll let you sort of take the stage there and just talk about where you're at in terms of your practice.
Yeah, cool. So I work 100% online, which I find really great for people who are working through trauma, because they can be in their own home. They don't have to drive anywhere. They don't have to get stressed out, worry about parking and traffic and all that sort of stuff. They can be at home in their pajamas and wrapped up in their blanket with their cup of tea. And the more relaxed you are, the better hypnotherapy actually works. So I always find online really great. And it's just a conversation. It works just as well, if not better, online. I've got three different levels of programs that you can look at, and I don't have Medicare or private health rebates, but the way that I've sort of gotten around that is by offering payment plans, really flexible payment plans for people to suit their budget. So there's an option as well. So yeah, there's three different levels of programs depending on the level of trauma that you have. But there's always a free consult. You can reach out and you can have a free chat. And then from there, you don't just jump into a program. We go into an initial consult, and that kind of gives you a better idea of if what I do is going to be right for you.
That's wonderful. And I think it offers a lot of individual support on that level as well. So you actually know where and what sort of course it needs to take for that particular person. That's what I like about those initial sort of discovery calls. It's a very useful process for both. All right, so where can people find you then? So let's give the details of websites and all that.
So my website is traumatransformed.com.au, and you can find me on Instagram, which is Jessie_trauma hypnotherapy, I believe. I should double check.
We'll
put
all the links anyway, don't worry.
And Jessie Reynolds trauma hypnotherapy on Facebook. If you just put Jessie Reynolds trauma hypnotherapy into Google, I'm sure I will come up somewhere.
Incredible. I love all that.
I also have a podcast as well. That people can listen to. The very first episode is about my story, and then I've interviewed some clients through there and other people's transformations through trauma as well. So it's a cool little podcast, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it speaks so much for clients and for people wanting to make changes. And if they can't just yet, it's a beautiful thing. We love hearing stories and we love hearing about other people, don't we? I think it's just such a lovely thing to, and you feel connected then. And that's something that I feel a lot of us miss, is that those connections.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Well, incredible. I know this was a short, sharp tour de force of trauma hypnotherapy, but we did it, Jessie. So thank you.
Hopefully people have some sort of idea of what it is.
I think we did really well. So thank you again so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Revital Health Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Revital Health, as well as our website, revitalhealth.com.au, for upcoming podcasts, workshops, and speaking events. Find out about specials happening in the clinic and all the show notes and links mentioned in the podcast. Please remember that this information discussed here is general information and is not intended to diagnose or treat individuals. Please speak to your healthcare professional before embarking on any new treatments, lifestyle changes, medicines, or supplementation to assess your suitability. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.